Good morning. I'm Mariah Daniels with Dave Deck, the Executive Director of South Florida Regional Transportation Authority, Tri-Rail. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the newly added 19th Tri-Rail station in Miami. What can you tell us about it?
We are so excited to bring our service into downtown Miami and just add another layer of connectivity. You know, sharing the beautiful Miami Central station with Brightline brings you into connection there with Metro Rail, Metro Mover. I mean, just really brings you into the heart of Miami.
And with this new location, obviously, we've grown a lot, and Miami is definitely seeing a bigger population. Why is it so important for Tri-Rail to add this new opportunity for your riders?
So I moved here a year and a half ago from Austin, and I thought the traffic was bad there until I drove 95 down here. So, you know, any opportunity to you know, give someone a chance to not have to drive on 95, that's where we come in.
100%. I feel you on that. It is definitely the easiest way. With this new station, how does this solidify Tri-Rail's future?
So, again, you know, this kind of just connects us in. And I think that's really the key with, you know, the future and having transit and having options. You need to have things. You need to make it easy. You need to connect. So,
right.
You know, this brings us right in there with Metro Rail, Metro Uber, Metro Buses, and Brightline service. You know, if you want to take our train into Miami and then catch Brightline up to Orlando, you now have the option to do that.
That is so great, especially with the connection, like you mentioned, being able to get around. You guys are, what's the specific location of this new, the 19th newly station?
So it is right at Miami Central, really near historic Overtown. So if you're familiar at all with the Miami Central station, with Brightline station there, we share the platform. We have two platforms within that same building.
So convenient for riders. And with this, you know, we're kind of turning the page. You have this new station. What's next for Tri-Rail? What's your focus on currently?
So, you know, we're really focusing on the basics. We are looking at improving the customer experience for our customer. We've been working really hard on it here for the last year and a half. We're going to continue to work on it to, you know, bring our equipment up to a better state of repair, cleaner, the air conditioning working, really focusing on providing a safe, secure, reliable transportation option for people in South Florida.
And speaking of your riders, too, you guys have special events annually. What do we have coming up next?
I tell you, I would have special events weekly because we really have great ridership on them.
Right.
But the next one we have is the return of Ride and Play on September, Saturday, April 27th.
Okay.
And this time we're inviting everybody to ride Tri-Rail and experience our new service into downtown Miami. And we're going to have some activities on board the trains. It'll be fun. We're partnering with History Miami, Julia and Henry's downtown, and Starbucks for some special discounts for those who show a valid Tri-Rail ticket.
Love that you guys are partnering with those in the area, too, for riders to experience other things outside of, you know, just riding to and from the train, the experience on the train. The museum aspect is great for the kiddos, too, especially with summer right around the corner. Just something fun to do. Now, I know you mentioned you would like to have weekly events, obviously, of your annual. So following Ride and Play, what do we have coming up?
Well, we're going to try something new. So we have be on the lookout for a food truck and live music event that we're putting together now at a Tri-Rail station. We're super excited about this. We're trying to, you know, touch around the area, see if we have any food vendors or beer trucks or anybody who wants to come down and do an event with us. And we'll, you know, we'll post that out on social media and on our website and everything as that comes, as we get the details together.
Hey, you said food truck. You got my attention. You added music to it. So I know those listening, they're going to be hopping on this to get involved because it sounds absolutely amazing. And just huge congrats with this new location. I know it's going to be just so much more convenience for the riders to have that expansion. And what would be the best way to kind of get in contact with train fare, special events and services?
So we try to be on all the usual suspects here. So you
right.
can go to Tri-Rail.com, which is Tri-Rail.com. And then you can follow us on Facebook, on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. And then, of course, if you're old school like me, you can call 1-800-TRI-RAIL.
I love it. And, yes, if you are going to be riding Tri-Rail, tag them. Spread the word. So excited. Newly added 19th station in Miami. Dave Deck, Executive Director of South Florida Regional Transportation Authority and Tri-Rail. Thank you so much for sharing more and all the exciting things along with Tri-Rail.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And, you know, we're just getting started. So we've got a lot of good things coming. Thank you.